Le tapis a hansé le waïwa. Your hands up. And whisper that name, Jesus. It is. It is. And it is. It is. It is. Thank you for being so real. Thank you for the anointing on your name. It's delivering the oppressed, healing the sick, rescuing the oppressed. Thank you for the healing balm over our nation and over the lives of the people. Thank you for a day like this. Be glorified, be honored. Worship him, Father. Thank you, Adonai. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the I Am that I Am. Give him a big clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I see a very deep mood of the Spirit of God. And he has some wonderful things to do in our lives today. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Products of prayer. I bring you greetings in the first place from Jos, Plateau State. We had a most explosive crusade time in Jos. And very soon, you shall see some of the clips. Products of Prayer, Part 2. And we are looking at the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 29. Luke chapter 9, verse 29. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias. Who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. Our objective this morning is to understand the dividends and the benefits of prayer. We have seen, we saw from last Wednesday, that we serve a prayer answering God. We serve a prayer answering God. We serve the God who is a rewarder of the diligent seeker. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3. He said, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knewest not. Call unto me, I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you didn't know. So we serve the God of answers. We serve the God of answers. We saw examples in scripture in the lives of Jacob. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. In the life of Elijah. 1 Kings 17 and in verse 1. First was Genesis 32, 24 to 28. And in the life of Elijah in 1 Kings 17, 1. And also James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. We saw in these lives that God is a prayer answering God and he is committed to answering the prayers of his people. Now, what are the products of prayer? What are the benefits or the dividends of prayer? What kind of answers do we expect from the life of prayer? We started in the midweek service. Number one was spiritual power and authority. People who pray, they walk in spiritual power and authority. Number two, we saw access to divine plan and purpose. You will never miss your purpose in life if you understand what it means to pray. You will never miss the reason why you were created if you understand what it means to pray. Number three, access to divine mysteries and secrets. I will show you great and mighty things which you knew not. Access to divine mysteries and secrets. This happened at the place of prayer. Number four, we saw on Wednesday, was access to the blessing. Prayerful people end up as blessed people. Having seen that, we shall look at three other points in this service, and then a second set of three in the second service. So, number five, which is first for today, is access to divine voice and direction. Access to divine voice and direction. Access to divine voice and direction. Jeremiah chapter 3 and in verse 33, we read it just now. Call unto me, and I will answer you. 33 verse 3. And I will show you great and mighty things which you knew not. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16. He said, stand in the ways. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths wherein is the good way and walk therein and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see and I set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Hallelujah. Please note the following. Number one, the place of prayer is the place of divine direction. The place of prayer is the place of divine direction. The place of prayer is the place of access to the voice of God. Is the place of divine direction. Is the place of access to the voice of God. Is the place of divine direction. Is the place of access to the voice of God. Secondly, prayer is a two-way channel of communication. It's a two-way channel of communication. We speak to God and we listen for God to speak to us. Either by the Spirit or from the Word. Prayer is a two-way communication. Man speaks to God, we speak to God, and listen for God to speak to us. Either by the Spirit or from the Word. Someone say amen. I believe that somebody's hearing of God's voice will be clearer today. And we see examples in Scripture. Example number one was David. At the place of prayer, David secured divine direction for total recovery. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and in verse 8. When David had a challenge and the enemies hit them in Ziklag, the Amalekites, David inquired of the Lord saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Without fail, recover all. Without fail, recover all. He secured divine direction at the place of prayer for total recovery. Example number two, Daniel. Daniel received direction concerning the captivity of his people of Israel at the place of prayer. Daniel chapter 9. It's a long reading and we're not going to be able to read it today. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2 all the way to verse 23. Daniel secured divine direction at the place of prayer for the rescue of the captivity of his people. I announce to someone here today, in the name of Jesus, that direction you need for a turnaround of your life is coming your way right now. Is anybody saying amen? Say louder, amen. That direction you need, that direction you need for marital matters is coming your way right now. That direction you need in the area of business, where to put your money in, that direction is coming your way right now. That direction you need in your career pathway, which line of career to face, that direction is coming your way right now. Somebody lift your hands and say, "I receive direction. I receive direction. I receive direction. I cannot miss direction. Today, at this place of prayer, I receive direction." And everyone who already missed direction, I decree you shall be redirected. You shall be redirected. Every spell of confusion, every spell of misdirection is broken right now. You will not end in the wrong marriage. In the name of Jesus, you will not end with the wrong business partner. In the name of Jesus, you will not end on the wrong career pathway. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Why does prayer give us, why do we get direction at the place of prayer? Very simple. Because we serve a God who is a speaking God. He's a speaking God. Psalm 85 and in verse 8. He said, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people." He is a speaking God. The idols of the Gentiles have mouth, but they cannot speak. I'm sure you read that before. They have ears, they cannot hear. They have hands that can't move. They have feet that cannot move. But we serve a speaking God. In Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So if you hang around the speaking God, you will hear what he is saying that pertains to you. Not everything he's saying belongs to you. but because you are in his vicinity, you happen to hear something he is saying that pertains to you. Something he is saying that means something to you. Something he is saying that changes your life. Don't ever forget, we serve a speaking God. And at the place of prayer, you can tune your hearing to hear what the speaking God is saying. Say aloud, amen. So that was our point number 5. The place of prayer gives us access to the voice of divine direction. Number 6, prayer. What is the product of prayer? Number 6, the transformation of life. The transformation of life. Prayer occasions the transformation of life. The place, 2 things again that we will note here. The place of prayer is the place of life transformation and character renovation. The place of prayer is the place of life transformation and character renovation. It is not possible to maintain a prayer life and not be transformed in life and in character. In Luke chapter 9 and in verse 29, concerning Jesus, the Bible said, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment, garment, say, let your garment be always white. His raiment became white. That was what Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8 says. Let your garment be always white so that your head, and let not your head lack ointment. Prayer will make the garment to be white according to what scripture wants, according to how God expects it. It's a place of life transformation and character renovation. Secondly, prayer does not only change things. Prayer changes people. It doesn't change situations. We are talking about change for our nation, for example, now. We are talking about change in one area or the other. Prayer does not only change things. Prayer changes people. What is exciting is that the person who prays is changed by his prayer. He is changed by his own prayer. He is changed by his own prayer. So prayerlessness equals changelessness. The easiest way for a man's life to remain the same is for that person to remain prayerless. We have examples. We just saw an example. Number 1, our Master Jesus experienced the change of garment at the place of prayer. Luke chapter 9 verse 29. He has experienced the change of garment at the place of prayer. Everyone here today who is putting on any dirty garment, any filthy garment, any unclean garment, any garment that is limiting your life and your destiny, at this place of prayer and this service this morning, there shall be a change of garment. There shall be a change of raiment. There shall be a change of identity. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Second example was the example of Jacob. Jacob experienced a complete change of identity at the place of prayer. A complete change of identity from Jacob to Israel at the place of prayer. The complete change of identity. Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 28. And the Lord said to him, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and has prevailed. The complete change of identity at the place of prayer. And it was not just a change of identity, but a change of capacity, like we said. Like Jacob is a person, but Israel is a nation.
Jacob is a person. Israel is a nation. And that was what happened to him at the place of prayer. I speak to someone here prophetically. There is a change of identity coming your way. But there is also a change of capacity coming your way. In the name that is above every name, change is coming your way. Shout the loudest, amen. The third example is the example of Jabez, who experienced a change of life at the place of prayer. First Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9 and 10, Jabez, whose name meant sorrow, experienced a change when he pleaded with God at the place of prayer. Lord, I want you to bless me indeed. And after that prayer, God changed his life. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, that your hand might be with me, that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. God is granting somebody's request today. If you are the one, say amen. If you are the one, say a louder amen. What is it that makes prayer to change people? Very, very simple. Prayer brings us into contact with the presence of the consuming fire. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24, our God is a consuming fire. Coming into his presence is coming into the climate of the consuming fire. You don't remain the same. That was the climate Isaiah came into. In Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 all the way to verse 7. In the year King Uzziah died, he came into contact with that presence. And everything about his life changed in the presence of the consuming fire. In the presence of the consuming fire, everything changed. Something is changing in somebody's life here. Can somebody say a louder amen? Somebody say a louder amen. Before this month is over, people who know you will be shocked at what they see out of you. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers, amen. Say after me, say, my life is changing at this place of prayer today. Say, my life is changing. And no devil can stop it. Finally, number three, for the sake of this service now, number seven. Product of prayer number seven, the preservation of life and destiny. Preservation of life and destiny. We saw the life of Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, how Daniel prayed, and in verse 20 to 22, how we saw the testimony of his preservation in the lion's den. In Daniel also chapter 2 verse 16 to verse 19, we saw how Daniel requested, desired of the king that he would give him time, and he went to God to require mercy so that he and the rest of the wise men of Babylon do not perish. And that happened, and they were preserved. Take note of two things. First, that the place of prayer is the place of preservation of life and destiny, that prayerlessness increases vulnerability. The place of prayer is the place of preservation of life and destiny, and prayerlessness increases vulnerability. That is, prayerless people are vulnerable people, very vulnerable. Vulnerable to enemy agenda. Second thing to note is that spiritual intensity increases destiny immunity. Spiritual intensity increases destiny immunity and security. When you become spiritually intense, your life becomes spiritually secured. That is true. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High has his place of prayer. Psalm 91 verse 1. Shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai, and I will see of the Lord. It's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. We already saw examples of Daniel, how he and his companions were preserved. Let's read that. Daniel chapter 2 verse 16 and 19. Daniel 16 to 19. And then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he will give him time and that he will show the king the interpretation. You know the story? The king dreamt a dream. He had no interpretation. And he forgot even the dream. So he wanted people to give him the dream and give him the interpretation. And if they will not give him the dream and give him the interpretation, he will kill all of them. And then they said, no, this is not possible. Long story made short, Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, to Mishael, to Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The meaning of that is, God intervened and Daniel and his contemporaries were preserved. I see your preservation coming. Can somebody receive this prophetic word? No man born of a woman will take your life before your time. Whether they call themselves witches or wizards or terrorists or bandits or kidnappers or ritualists, if it is a woman that born him, he cannot take your life. Jesus Christ said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it up again. Nobody enjoying their own breath will take your own breath. Nobody who desires to live will deprive you of life. If they like death, they will kill themselves first. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Hear this, nobody who desires life can deprive you of your own life. Even if they desire death, that death will be their portion. Somebody say louder amen. Nobody who desires life will deprive you of your own life. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Paul the Apostle was a man of very, very intense prayer. Prayer life. He was a prayer giant in scripture. Second example here. So you know all the scriptures that talk about Paul the Apostle's prayer life. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Praying always with all prayer. Ephesians 6:18. I pray in tongues more than you all. 1 Corinthians 14:18. That was the life of Paul. This same Paul lived until he was very old. In Philemon chapter 1 verse 9. They called him Paul the aged. He couldn't be caught short by adversity. He couldn't be cut short. His prayer life was too much for the devil to waste him. Somebody say aloud, amen. How is it that we are preserved by our prayer? I already said it. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2. The presence of God is the highest place of security on the earth. The presence of God is the highest place, is the highest place of safety and security on the earth. The presence of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Somebody told me yesterday, he said they, when they heard what he heard what I was preaching in Jaws and that explosion. Remember those Yeye bishops? Very, very useless. If there is any word better than useless, Useless. As useless as those who send them. Those who commission them are more useless. Those who send them, those who empower them, those who concocted it, those who arranged it, they are more worthless. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just paraded some useless vagabonds. If a thing like that happened with the other religion, can you imagine a Christian wearing imam cloth and wearing all those things? If they will call it blasphemy, lives will be lost. They killed a young girl innocently in Sokoto the other time. Deborah was her name. Worthless non-entities wasted a human being. But we are taking it no more in this country. We are taking it no more in this country. To hell with that devil. No life shall be wasted aimlessly and senselessly by useless people. No life will be wasted anymore. Somebody said, he wishes I was saying that in, not in a strange land. I said, there's no challenge. No challenge whatsoever. God is everywhere. Who is he that can harm you when you be followers of that which is good? Anyone looking for a real child of God who is planted in the presence of God is looking for death. They died 1,000 kilometers away. Hallelujah. 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 And those demonic bishops, they won't go free. For mocking Christianity like that, for mocking the people of God, they will never go free. If the law of the land does not catch up with them, the law of God will catch up with them. That is impersonation of the highest order. You can't go free. Someone say amen. Someone say louder amen. Someone say louder amen. Somebody say enough is enough. And we are taking our country back from the hands of demons. Demons and their agents. Whatever you do, be at the Friday vigil. Judgmental praise. Anything you do. Anything you do. I will talk about it shortly. Somebody say a loud amen. Stand on your feet with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. Keep giving Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, a louder, louder, louder clap and a shout of victory. Alright, take your seat 1 minute and then we shall take it further. What is our counsel this morning? Number one, let prayer become an atmosphere, not just an incident. An atmosphere, not just an incident. An attitude, not just an act. Live in the atmosphere of prayer. An atmosphere, not just an incident. An attitude, not just an act. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
and in verse 17.
Second, maintain faith expectation for answered prayer. Maintain faith expectation for answered prayer. Faith expectation. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. He that cometh to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I see God answering our prayers. I said I see God answering our prayers. I see God answering our prayers today. You believe that? Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of praise. A loudest shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's worship him. Let's glorify him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we adore you. Father, we adore you. Father, we adore you. Father, we glorify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father,
I've come before you today.
I've come before you today.
At this place of prayer.
At this place of prayer.
I trust you.
I trust you.
To move my life.
To move my life.
To the next level.
To the next level.
Of spiritual authority.
Of spiritual authority.
Give me access.
Give me access.
To your plan.
To your plan.
And purpose.
And purpose.
For my life.
For my life.
Access.
Access.
To divine secrets.
To divine secrets.
And mysteries.
And mysteries.
Father.
Father.
I ask. For access.
For access.
To divine direction.
To divine direction.
And to your voice.
And to your voice.
Today.
Today.
Father,
I am asking
for a change,
of life,
transformation,
for my life.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus,
I am asking
for preservation,
for
my life,
and destiny.
I decree that I cannot die, before my time.
I shall fulfill
my day in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Jesus, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. So many things are happening at the same time, and so many explosives are being released against the power of darkness in the realm of the spirit, both by declaration and all that. And so we are taking authority over every satanic counterattack and reprisals. Luke chapter 10 verse 17 and in verse 19, and the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And verse 19, he said, and behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we take authority.
We take authority
over every enemy.
Over every enemy.
Reprisal.
Counterattack.
We decree.
Their frustration.
Failure.
And defeat.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
We take authority.
Over every enemy.
Reprisal.
Counterattack.
We decree.
We decree.
frustration,
their frustration,
their failure,
their failure,
and their defeat,
and their defeat.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Of Jesus. We are going to pray a second prayer that is to frustrate the agenda of the devil to totally destroy this country. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? I want us to pray with all the fire we possess, because it looks like there is a deliberate agenda of the enemy to destroy this country. What is the exchange rate today?
Hi. Almost 700.
650.
Inflow is 680.
Going to 700.
Inflow is
Naira for $1. It looks like the thing is just falling freely. It's like a bicycle that is rolling down from a hill, dipping down, gallop. It's as if there are people who are watching to see how much this system can be destroyed. Eh? It's the worst in Africa as a whole currently. $1 to 1 Ghanaian cedi is 159. Now, I was in Ghana about 1998-99, where the cedi was totally destroyed. One bottle of Coke then was 25,000 cedi. Can you imagine buying one bottle of Coke for 25,000 naira? One bottle of malt then was 35,000 cedi. Naira was buoyant. That is the city that has so overtaken the naira now, until one city is 159 naira. We need God to intervene in our land very, very fast. It looks like there are some people who are, what they are sitting on top of is to see how fast they can finish the country. But it will never happen.
Amen.
I said it will never happen.
Amen.
Our nation is paying more than we are making.
Hi.
Nigeria's total revenue in this first quarter of this year, as at April, stood at 1.63 trillion. While debt servicing is 1.94 trillion. The difference is 300 billion. As of December 2021, debt was 39.5 trillion.
that the nation was owing. As at the end of first quarter of 2022, the debt has risen to 41.6 trillion. And who is to pay it? Suffering. It will end.
Amen.
Jehovah will help us.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. The Bible said, there are many devices in the man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Father, frustrate their agenda.
Amen.
The agenda to destroy the country. Whether for political reasons or anything. Destroy the economy. Destroy the security. Destroy education. Nobody, children are out of school. Destroy everything. Father, every plan to destroy this nation, arrest the plan. Say after me, say, Father.
Father, we ask.
You frustrate.
That you frustrate.
Every agenda.
On the enemy.
And his agent.
In authority.
To further destroy.
Father, frustrate their plan.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Say again, Father.
Father, we ask.
You frustrate every agenda.
The Lord will help us. If we all keep quiet, just wake up one day and you realize that you can't buy anything. But God is changing the story.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I ask
that you fulfill,
your plan and purpose
for my life and destiny.
In this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Father, frustrate every agenda of the enemy.
For my life, for my family, for my family, for our land, for our church, for our nation.
Frustrate the agenda of the enemy.
Oh Lord, frustrate the agenda of hell.
Lord Jesus.
Lift up your hands and lift up your voices. And let us appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Honor him. Get set for his hand to touch you today. And relieve you of every affliction, every pressure, every pain. And everything that is not of he in your life. Lift your hands up. up your hands everywhere you are.
Too much of me at last I lay down. I look to the earth and it grows. I'll exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Jesus, at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. I will exchange this someday for a crown.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands. Say, the Master is here. And lift your hands. One more time, whisper his name. Jesus. Marige. 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 Marige.
Power!
Holy Ghost. Yes. Break that chain of oppression, that chain of depression, that ancestral curse, that witchcraft cycle.
Power of the Holy Ghost, break that
menstrual condition.
That breast milk flow. Polycystic ovary disease. Hyperprolactinemia. Power of the Holy Ghost. Destroy that ulcer, that cancer. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That pressure of depression is over right now. The pressure of depression is over right now. That breast condition on the right breast is gone. The knee condition is gone. That spirit of indebtedness, I break that yoke now. I set on fire that garment of poverty. That garment of begging and borrowing. Be set on fire right now. In the name of Jesus. Divine direction is coming upon you. Divine direction, confusion is over. The spell of confusion is broken. The spell of confusion is broken. Lift your two hands and at the count of three, you scream, I receive. And you are receiving what God brought for you here today. You are receiving what God brought for you here in this service today. Father, what you have in store for the people, let it be released. In the name of Jesus, receive what God brought here for you. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. I receive. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we thank you because it is done.
Blessed be your name, because that load, somebody, load just left your head right now. All manner of demonic chains and ropes just got broken just now. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. For the things you have done, the battles you have won. Right. While that is going on, everyone who got a healing, a deliverance, a miracle, or something happened to you just now. Maybe your case was mentioned or it wasn't mentioned, but something happened to you just now. Quickly rush forward here. While we're praying also, God gave revelations of encounters. Diverse encounters. Step forward here and let's see what happened to you. The rest of us, take your seat while they come forward. I'll take like four or five for the sake of time. And then we shall go. Oh Lord. Oh, oh Lord. We magnify. We magnify your name, oh Lord. For them to harvest the testimonies. We had a very great time in Jos over the weekend. Please play the clip. Have the Jos summary of the crusade at Jos. Go ahead and play the clip for us. Very sharp. No voice, no volume. Jos crusade. The same thing. Alright, play the forthcoming media worship. You have the clip, very sharp. Everyone watching online and everywhere you are watching, all roads lead to the Glory Dome Friday night. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Can you correct your system, please? Please, and stop giving us. Alright, start with the testimonies.
Praise the Lord. Our brother said, what has plagued him has been that spirit of confusion. He will have a decision to make. Before he knows it, he will blank out, like he's lost his memory. While we're talking about confusion right now, he said he saw you step out of the altar and laid hands on him and told him it is over.
Wow. Somebody lift your hands and say, every spirit of confusion, your tenure expired in my life. Lift your hands. Say, every strange spirit of lack of direction, your tenure expired in my life. I receive direction now in Jesus' name.
Our sister said, I did not hear you talk about menstrual restoration. But that's what she heard.
Yes, I said it.
Oh. She said when she heard it, her menses began to flow. She has not seen it for 4 months now.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Everything the devil took from you is being restored now in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, our sister said she persistently saw herself in an enclosed place without any outlet. But after the prayer, she saw access and she was able to escape.
She came out of where the devil kept her.
Yes.
Everyone here today, wherever the devil has kept your life, you are out. There is someone here whose nose is smelling now. Anosmia. I don't know whether you were born with it, but no smell at all. If a house is about to be burned, you don't know. Well, right now the smell is restored. You can perceive right now. And if you are that person, you step forward quickly. That is a sign for something. I prophesy to someone here, anything in your life and in your body and in your system not working is beginning to work right now. Yes.
Sister Lydia says for the past 9 years, she has been afflicted with a pain on the right breast and it has equally affected her ability to lift up that hand.
How many years?
9 years. Since 2013, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. But as the prayers went up, she said she got her healing. She can lift up that hand. And then the pain is gone. Too.
Right
said
breast equally, was mentioned.
Yes, sir. She said she had equally had itching hand condition for the past 3 years. But under that prayers, all those demonic afflictions took off.
Lift your hand. Someone say, every evil arrow fired into my life, into my system, you are retrieved and refired back to sender in the name of Jesus. Oh, you arrow of evil, back to hell in Jesus' name.
Sir, you talked about somebody carrying heavy luggage to church with heavy load on her. And she said she came in that very prophetic declaration. And now, after the prayer, that load is lifted. She's out of that bondage.
Lift up your hands. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. 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 What happened?
Our sister has had a satanic demonic operation for the past 5 days. She came into the service this morning restless. The ushers were trying to hold her, but at the shout of I receive power landed on her, and now she's normal. That satanic affliction is arrested.
Father, thank you. Over. Be free in Jesus' precious name.
Daddy, while you were ministering, you said somebody here can't perceive any smell.
Yes.
That is the testimony of our sister.
Wow.
Yes, sir. She said for
since she was born,
she had never been able to perceive smell.
Anything.
Yes, sir. Since she was born. And that's also equally the case of our sister. Yes, sir.
Fire.
Since she was
only
born.
God has saved her, because if house is on fire, she wouldn't know.
Yes, sir.
Food is burning, she wouldn't know.
Yes, sir.
Nothing she will know.
Yes, sir.
And how do you know you are smelling now?
It just, I heard immediately you said the word, something just, as if there is a new thing. I just see something.
Oh, wow. Is anybody here with any aromatic? I know that women don't lack such in their bag. Hallelujah. And she too, since when?
For three years.
Can you take this and just take it to your nose? Hey! Something has happened to this mama. You are smelling. Your own was 3 years. So you knew smell before it disappeared. Lord, a big clap and a shout of praise. Somebody shout restoration. Shout it louder. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. You couldn't smell. Rise from where you were born. Lift your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. The way God opened eyes and opened ears, may He open your nose. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. La 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 la. This is a sign. This is a wonder. Now, if people are blind, you know they are blind. If they are lame, you know they are lame. But if they can't smell, there is no way to know. Only themselves know. So there are issues in your life that nobody knows. Hold on, ma'am. She's still smelling her hand. All the good smell that we used to smell, she doesn't know them. And also the bad ones you need to run away from. She doesn't know them. Now she knows. And she's crying. For 50 something years, that part of her life had not worked. You can check now. You were since you were born. Jesus. Hey! Hey! Somebody lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus, everything not working in my life, you are working. This sister is so overwhelmed. Tears of joy, all of them. Doesn't know whatever is called smell. And now, Jehovah has brought something back into her life. It may not be significant for you, but it's very, very significant. Lift your hands and your voice and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I receive the restoration of what is not working in my life, in the name of Jesus. Now I prophesy to you, that thing that is wrong in your life, nobody knows but you. Only you know that something is not right in your life. Only you know where the problem is. Only you know where the challenge is. I announce to you today, it is healed. Your freedom is released. She's under fire, under fire, under fire, under fire. I wonder where the mixer is looking. Shagalaga yada yada yada. Something that will take you and surprise, that will surprise and shock you like this. Something that will surprise and shock you is about to happen. Something that will give you tears of joy like this is about to happen in your life. Anything that your mother gave birth to you that followed you, that is not correct, that is wrong, today they are deleted and arrested. Every negative tendency that followed you from her mother's womb, she has never smelled. From her mother's womb, she has never smelled. It is arrested. And let me use this as a prophecy for Nigeria. Everything that followed our nation from independence, every negative pattern that followed us from the amalgamation, everything that followed Nigeria as a history, every deposit of hell from the foundation of our nation, I declare it is arrested. It is reversed. A change of story is happening right now. Give us celebration. That we have so many people here, we might not take all of them now. If you want to, your testimony is so drastic and you want us to hear it, please let us take it in the second service. If you can, just before you go. Now dance your way back to your seat. Let's go. If there's one or two more you think we should take, let us know.
Yes, sir. You gave the word that God was bringing people out of debt. That was the case of this brother. He said the whole family.
Just a moment. That God was bringing people out
of debt. Said that is the case of the family. The father, the mother, he himself, his elder brother. They are indebted to
plague
so many people.
Of indebtedness.
Yes, indebtedness. He said why that declaration was going on. Something jumped out of his neck. And he believed that something is about to happen.
Out of his neck.
Yes, out of his neck.
Chain. Yes. Chain from the neck, like from the chain neck. Of slavery.
Yes.
Left his neck, and the spell of indebtedness is broken. Every debt, every indebtedness, every chain and every yoke on your life breaks right now. Take that song again.
louder clap and a louder, louder shout of praise. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Give him the shout of victory. Everyone here this morning, you saw the move of God, you saw the word of God, you heard the word of God, you saw the healings, the miracles, signs and wonders and everything, and you are in need of surrender to Jesus. Pick up your Bibles and bags and quickly step forward here and let us receive you. I'll give you the count of seven. You are saying to me, Pastor, I've heard the word of God, I've received the preaching, the teaching, and I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want my sins forgiven. I want you to be the first person to come. Don't be the last. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the front quickly. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Celebrations as they come. 2.
Give him your
life. Good.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
3.
He's waiting for you.
Give him your life. Father, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the adoration. You are bound by an addiction, bound by a chain, a negative lifestyle, something you don't want, something you want to do away with. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, prostitution, gambling, betting, anything like that. Pornography, whatever it is you are not happy with, you don't like, and you want God to set you free from. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And step forward here and let us receive you. Sing the song one more time.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest. And pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you and help to do your will. I receive it now. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen.